Welcome back to the Health and Wellbeing Podcast. It's your host, Asia Long Brown. I have so many new updates for you all. Let's get right into the show. Update number one is we offer one-to-one wellness coaching or group wellness coaching services. For more details, please follow us on Instagram at The Social Butterfly Experience or visit our website, thesocialbutterflyexperience.com. Aside from wellness coaching, we also offer crystal healing services, which are used to balance your chakras, and touchless massages. All details, please head to thesocialbutterflyexperience.com. And the last and best update of them all is we are now in person at 304 Ross Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15219. That's downtown Pittsburgh. And we are Suite 201. We moved in on November 20th, and we're just so excited to be able to service people in person now, have people order online and pick up in person, and just have a space for people to come and, you know, get their wellness on. And with that being said, let's get into today's topic about how your environment makes a difference. So y'all, if you know me personally, then you know before the Social Butterfly Experience, I had another business, BC Beauty, which is still standing. I just haven't, you know, promoted it as much. But I had BC Beauty before the Social Butterfly Experience. So I used to create, you know, all of my candles, clothing, everything for the Social Butterfly Experience in the same room as BC Beauty at my mom's house. And while I did all this from the comfort of my home and it worked until it didn't, I just grew out of the room. You know, within BC Beauty, it was mainly just a beauty brand. So I had lashes, I used to do makeup, I made press on nails. But the Social Butterfly Experience is so complex. You know, I have the podcast, I create blogs, I make my own clothing, I make candles, I make bath bombs, you know, and it's just like, it just kept growing and expanding quicker than I expected it to. And I was like, I need something different. Before I get into how I found this space, just the way that I operate, you know, being at home versus doing business in my office makes all the difference as well. You know, if I'm in the comfort of my own home, I may push back my task an hour later because I'm like, okay, it's only going to take me 2 seconds to walk across the hall. I can give myself a break. Whereas when I'm down in the office, I'm like, all right, I'm in this room. You know, I don't have many options to choose from. You got to get to work. And just the comfort I get from being inside my office makes all the difference as well. When I'm in this environment, it feels like my sacred space. It feels like it's a healing room. And everyone who walks in here says this is such a nice space. So I know the room speaks for itself. I feel like I have a purpose when I'm inside this room. And I just feel more productive because not only am I using this space for business, but I will be attending graduate school starting here on January 9th. So this is a place I get to come to just to study as well. And I love that for me. And I'm so grateful that I found this space because one thing that I always tell myself is God does not give you anything that you cannot handle. And he knew that I was more than capable of handling this space. Now, when it came to finding this space, it was not a hard task at all. My friend Aaliyah McMullen, who has a marketing agency in Pittsburgh, I'll be sure to plug her details in at the end of this episode. She has office space in downtown Pittsburgh, and she, you know, was being a great friend, holding me accountable, like, all right, friend, I know you had your old office space. You need to look for a new space. So, like, you know, what's up? And I'm just so thankful for her for getting me back into the mindset of trying to find a new place because it wasn't my biggest priority, but it makes all the difference as well for business. So I took a tour for an office space inside her building. But you know, when something's right for you, you can feel it in your heart and it just didn't feel right. And that's okay because everything that's first presented to you isn't always going to be the best option. So I didn't give up though. I kept searching, you know, for something that had a window, especially because my crystal healing services, I have to use sage, like, you know, to clear all the energy out. And I mean, anyone can assume, you know, when it comes to having office space, sometimes people can be weird about, like, you know, open flames, candles and all that. And I have candles even with my business. So I just need a space, like, you know, that
worked well for me, and I wasn't going to just say yes to anything. But probably within a week of me searching from when I have viewed the space inside of Aaliyah's office building, I came across 304 Ross Street. And from the moment I saw the building on the website, I knew that this was going to be where the social butterfly experience had to be. Not only was the square footage 222 square foot, I'm very spiritual, so I don't take angel numbers lightly, but just from the picture, the windows look really nice. So I was just so excited and I prayed about it. And sure enough, all I had to do was just see the space. And I was like, this is the one for me. I didn't look any further. And I think it's really important to just meditate on what feels like home for you. Because as I mentioned, I had an office space before I moved to 304 Ross Street. And my first office space was a great learning experience, but if I'm being completely honest, it never felt like home, even from the moment when I signed the lease. No shade to my landlord at all either, but I never felt like this is where I needed to be stationed. It was just, a temporary season, and it taught me a lot as a business owner when it comes to renting out a space and just dealing with anything with your business, business addresses and all that. But I can definitely say I'm thankful that I took my time with finding another space. Like I wasn't just moving out of my old space and rushing to find something different. And I'm just thankful that, I guess you could say I had a bad experience first before I got to the good stuff. So it's like I know what to expect, what I require as well, because even when it comes to moving into office space, you want to make sure that your needs are being met as well. It's not hard to find a place for yourself, but what's going to feel like home for you, I think is very critical. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and here is a brief message. All right, y'all, getting back into the episode, let's talk about how your environment needs to be a safe space. So, as a person who is the owner of a mental health and wellness brand, I preach a lot about how, when it comes to caring for yourself, you have to care for yourself before you can care for others, right? So, even just making sure that you are a safe space for other people, I think is very critical. So that's exactly why, when it came for me, even looking for an office space, I'm like, I want this space to be a place where clients can come, where they could be having the best day ever or the worst day ever, but in either situation, they feel safe with me. When it comes to mental health and well-being, it's such a touchy subject because, people go through different trauma experiences. And no one's trauma should ever be compared to, like, oh, I have it, worse than you, whatnot. But just being able to hold space for others, I think, is very important in any aspect, whether you're, a friend, cousin, boyfriend, girlfriend. Holding space for other people is very critical. And I wanted to provide an environment, aside from my home, where I can do that. Prior to me moving down here, I would see all my clients virtually, which is, great when it comes to bad weather or for people who just don't want to get out of the house. But I think sometimes being in an in-person environment can make all the difference, for the impact that you can have on someone. Even aside from my clients, as I mentioned, I'll be starting graduate school here on January 9th to become a physician assistant. So, it's like I need to be in the best environment as possible. And I've never been one to, study and do homework at home unless I didn't have any other option. But, even when it came to me having the space, I thought about my own self. Like, I can't wait to, come down here after a long day of learning material and just being by myself in a quiet environment, just kind of locked in with my learning. Because I'm like, it's very important to me. And as I mentioned, as you guys can hear, I care about other people so much as well. I look forward to even inviting my classmates down here as well, for them to feel like they can come and kind of de-stress from a tough school week or school day or whatever, because especially nowadays, in America, just the world in general, there's a lot of negativity. There's not a lot of love being given out. And if I can, I love to spread my kindness and like loving energy to other people because we need more of it. You know, we just need people who are just naturally more kind and compassionate. Because there are a lot of broken souls out in this world, and if I can provide that environment to anyone, I want to do that. And on that note, when it comes to your environment, don't be afraid to ever switch your environment up. In other words, don't ever get too comfortable in one particular place. Just to give an example, if you're someone who works in corporate America and you're tired of, like, you know, eating lunch inside the office, on a random Wednesday, go outside and eat lunch in the park and just soak in the experience of that environment. You're a college student who's, like, you know, afraid to do anything outside of campus and you want to always study in your dorm, take a moment to go to the library. Just see what that environment does for you. Because the more you switch up your surroundings, you will notice how, you know, different environments bring out different things in yourself. Just as they say, you know, different people bring out different sides of yourself. You have to change it up to see what works best for you and what isn't, like, you know, the best for you. Environments can go for friends and families as well. Like I said, you know, different people bring out different sides of you. You know, you may have a friend who is serious about, like, you know, creating generational wealth versus a friend who wants to drink every Wednesday of the week. You know, it's like you can decide what environment seems like it's more fitting for you in that moment. Even when it comes to your hobbies, you know, if you have an environment where people are always trying to get drunk or smoke weed and not do anything with their life, that doesn't sound like, you know, the same environment you will encounter if you were to attend a yoga class every Monday morning. You know, so just even being comfortable, and I guess being comfortable with being uncomfortable with saying, like, yes to, you know, things that are going to better you for the, like, long term. Because one thing for sure and two things for certain, when it comes to my environment for 2023, as you guys heard me repeatedly say throughout this episode, I'm focusing on my community when it comes to my environment, making sure that, again, when people enter to this office space, that they feel welcome, that they feel safe, that they feel loved. And with that being said, I know one thing for sure that I want to bring to my environment to add to others are community wellness coaching drop-in days. As I said at the beginning of the episode, I provide group coaching, and I know people can't always sign up for a class when I offer them, but being able to offer, like, you know, a group setting where people can just drop in and, you know, we unleash it all, I think it's going to be a great thing that I'm going to do this year for my environment, because I'm going to help other people, like, you know, form new environments. You know, anyone who's ever done one of my classes has, like, you know, met a new friend, colleague, business associate. So it's like really being intentional about, like, you know, the environments that we enter, like, you know, for this year. To conclude and wrap this episode up, your environment makes all the difference. You know, you're not the same person that you are when you're at home versus being in a school setting or even in an office space. God will not give you anything that you can't handle. You know, on my entrepreneurship journey, you know, paying rent is new for me because I operated business, you know, from inside my home. But again, he doesn't give you anything that you cannot handle. So if there's anything out there that you want for a fact that you know that you're going to get, just give it to God because he will handle it all. And I know it sounds cliche to say, because I know at times I'm like, dang, God, like, you know, I want this and it hasn't shown up yet. But his timing is always the right timing. And even myself, I'm being more patient with that. Take a moment to create a safe space for others. As I mentioned, you know, the world is a tough place. If you can, just offer some kindness and compassion to people. You never know who you may be helping out or how long it could go. Lastly, don't be afraid to change your environment. Don't ever get too comfortable with where you're at. Whether that means you have to see different people, have different hobbies, or to just go to a different scenery, you never know what you may find when you are going through change. And that's all for this episode. If you listen to the very end, the Social Butterfly Experience appreciates you so much. The Health and Wellbeing Podcast can be listened to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and much more. If you are a Spotify listener, please look under our description to answer the question that goes along with this week's episode.
Here are some after show details. For the month of January, all new clients can take 15% off any service that includes wellness coaching programs, crystal healing, or a touchless massage. The coupon code is NEWCLIENT23. It does not have to be uppercase. Please visit thesocialbutterflyexperience.com to book your appointments. And as always, please stay connected with us on social media, as that's where you will find most of our updates. Our Instagram is The Social Butterfly Experience. Our website is thesocialbutterflyexperience.com. And we are also on Facebook as The Social Butterfly Experience. Be sure to take care of yourself until next time. Talk soon.